Experience action. Let's stop just talking about customer experience, employee experience, and the experience of leaders. Let's turn ideas into action. Your host, Jeannie Walters, is an award-winning customer experience expert, international keynote speaker, and founder of Experience Investigators, a strategic consulting firm helping companies increase sales and customer retention through elevated customer experiences. Ready, set, action.
One, two.
I'm Jeannie Walters. I'm so happy you're here. And I bet we agree on something. The employee experience and the customer experience are tightly linked. But how do we make sure our leaders know that? That's what we're diving into today. So listen up to the great question we received from a listener like you.
Hi, Jeannie. My employee experience team is on the right track, and I'm really excited about the progress we're making. I want to ensure we can continue our projects, but I'm concerned about the company budget. Do you have any tips for approaching this and staying ahead? Thank you.
All right. So first of all, congratulations on actually the progress that you're making and the approach to employee experience. We really need to lead in some ways when it comes to how do we really create experiences throughout the organization, not just on the customer side, but also on the inside of our organizations with our employees. And here's the thing. According to a recent article by Harvard Business Review, executives should start empowering their employee experience teams because these are real business cases and ROI calculations can be made. In fact, research shows again and again that employee experience has a direct impact on the bottom line. So this comes down to how do we measure, how do we define success, and how do we make sure we're getting there? Now, I think there's this intuition about this. We know that if employees are happier, they are more likely to serve our customers better. We will more likely have happier customers.
Yay!
And so I think there is something about this that just feels right. But sometimes our leaders want more than that, don't they? They want to make sure that this is true return on the investment of both time, resources, people, money, you name it. So as we explore this link more and more, and there is more and more data around this, we can start asking harder questions of ourselves inside the organization. And what I mean by this is, you know, if in that same Harvard Business Review article, they talked about how they were able to find some striking results about the clear link between employees and revenue. And what they did was they studied stores, retail stores and the employees there. And what they found was that if an average store could move from the bottom quartile to the top quartile in each of the employee experience metrics that they studied, they would increase their revenue by more than 50% and profits by nearly as much. So think about that. This is just one area to tap into to make sure that we are increasing the return on investment, we're working more efficiently, and we're delivering even more for our customers. So knowing that at the macro level, what can we do as employee experience leaders, as customer experience leaders, to really make sure? First of all, let's realize what employee experience is. It's easy to think that it's the perks. People got really into this within the last decade of we've got a great employee experience because we have a ping pong table and an espresso machine. But of course, as we came back from all the remote work during the pandemic, we actually found that, you know what, those weren't as important to us. Maybe what was more important to us was having a shorter commute, having something that meant that we wanted more quality of our life outside of work. And one of the most fascinating things that came out of that pandemic period was that all of us as individuals realized that, you know what, we need to protect our personal time. It means more to us now than it did before. So as we talk about employee experience, let's make sure we're talking about the fact that it's a holistic view of the experience that any employee has. What is their journey with your organization as an employee? So just like customer journey mapping, you can apply employee journey mapping. We do this with clients all the time, and it's always fascinating. It's something that we have to think about before they even become a job candidate, all the way through to when they either stay with us forever or when they leave us. Now, just like customers, referred candidates for employment, they are more likely to be hired, they are more likely to get up to speed faster, and they are more likely to stay longer with your organization. So if you have happy employees, woo-hoo! If you create a referral program around employment, that is a great way to prove ROI, because there is nothing that costs more than searching and searching and searching for a job candidate and not being able to find one. If you have employees who are willing to refer, then you will win as an organization. So one of the things I would recommend is really look at what can you influence and study. If you have an employee referral program, tracking that referral rate, that is a great way to talk about the success of your employee experience program. Now, the other thing that we want to consider is, how do we actually do this? How do we actually deliver on the employee experience? And one of the best things we can do is include our employees. Sounds so basic, right?
Aha!
But really what we're talking about is co-creating the experience with our employees, just like we recommend co-creating the customer experience with our customers. We need to make sure that we are asking for that feedback on a regular basis. And please, for all that is holy, do not punish your employees for being honest on these feedback mechanisms. I worked at a corporate environment with a client, and they had these once a year, really intense employee feedback surveys. And what would happen is, if a department ranked a little lower than they should have on some of these metrics, they would be forced to have meetings with the whole group, including the leader that they had just judged, and discuss all the things that were rotten about the experience. Now, that sounds like a great approach, but people thought of it as punishment because the leader wasn't really willing to be open and hear that. So instead of actually doing things about it, what happened is the employees got smart and figured out that they could just game the system the following year. They could just be a little dishonest, say it was better than it actually was, because they did not want to be subjected to that again. So as you get that feedback, make sure that you have a plan around co-creating, listening with them, and making it something that doesn't feel punitive, please. The other thing to remember here when we're talking about any program and when we talk about ROI especially is, what gets measured gets managed. Oldie but goodie, right? So measure, measure, measure. So you want to measure the changes in employee engagement. You want to make sure as you improve the employee experience, you're actually tracking how did they feel about it before, how did they feel about it after. You also want to make sure that you're aligning that and partnering that with the customer feedback metrics that you get. So what you'll see when you look at these parallel lines is that as employees feel more engaged and they feel like their work is more meaningful, usually the customer experience gets better as well. And so you'll see that customers are reporting that same thing, feeling recognized, feeling heard, all of that. And then if you have not already done this, I would also say take a really good look at your customer experience mission statement. And if you don't have one, it's time to get one. So if you have that customer experience mission statement, we have a workbook on our site. It's free to download, where you can then start using that to really say, okay, this is what we're trying to do. This is who we've promised to be for our customers, no matter what. This is who we need to be for one another. And so if you have that as a guide, it makes people feel much more kind of morally aligned with how they're delivering on not just the customer experience, but really how they're delivering to their colleagues, how they're delivering to their leaders, how they're delivering to their direct reports. If we all agree that, you know what, we're professionals, but we like to have fun, then we all know who we are when we show up. We all know that we're going to be inclusive and welcome the whole employee. Things like that really matter, but we have to make sure that we are walking the talk and not just talking about it. So if you are measuring, look for those data points to understand what's happening with employees and customers. And if you aren't doing exit interviews, if you aren't tracking those things, then now is the time to start that too, because employees will tell you why they're leaving, and it's a really important thing to do. One of the best recommendations I heard recently was have a stay interview, which is where instead of waiting for somebody to exit, you actually interview the employee to say, what will make you stay forever? But you have the first one on their first day. Think about that, how you can invite them in and say, you know what? We want you to be happy here. What is it that you would want to stay here and be loyal? And then you can start really benchmarking as you go. Now, I know some people get scared of that because employees are unknown quantities for a while. Sometimes we have to make tough decisions, right? Sometimes people aren't a fit. That's okay. But we have to at least include them in that conversation early on. And then as you go through and as you invest in these employee experience programs, don't be shy about celebrating those wins. So each time your team makes a positive impact on the business, make some noise about it. Socialize and communicate and present those findings and say, hey, we invested in this. Look at what's happening. So remember, a win for the team is a win for the business. And so if you can start correlating those things and talk about them, people are more likely to understand that this isn't just something where, oh yeah, that employee experience team, they're the ones who brought in the coffee maker. Cool. We want to make sure that we are celebrating real business wins. And then this last little bit of recommendation might feel different than the rest of what I'm saying. But one thing that we need to remember when we are an employee in an organization is to have empathy for our leadership. Because sometimes what happens is they have so much going on. They have a zillion things on their plates. And so we might not understand all of the challenges that they're facing. And we might assume that we understand exactly what they're doing. But I would encourage you to really think about, what do your leaders care about and what's in it for them personally? And so we use something called the Customer Experience Success Statement. You could use that same format and make it the Employee Experience Success Statement. And what you do in that exercise is actually think through, what will my chief marketing officer care about when we talk about employee experience? What will my chief learning and development officer think about? What will my CEO? What about the chief operating officer? What are they really going to zero in as success? And then you define success around that. So again, a lot of this comes down to defining our goals, defining what success looks like, and really making sure that we are collaborating with the very people that we're trying to serve. So in this case, if we're talking about employee experience, let's collaborate with them. Let's have empathy for our leaders so that we can really speak their language and show them that this is going to make them happy for the business and happy personally too. So really think about how you can include people. Employee journey mapping is a great tool for this. And really, if we are looking to make better customer experiences, we have to align that with employee experience in the same ways. If we are talking about a customer experience that is highly responsive and friendly, and yet it's the norm in our organization to respond kind of when we feel like it, and people are waiting and we're not really showing up with integrity for one another, then that shows up in the customer experience as well. So I'm so glad that you're focused on this. I'm so glad that you're making that progress that you talked about. And I hope that the tools I mentioned will be valuable for you. Of course, we'll put those in our show notes. And we are here to help leaders like you. The mission of our company is to create fewer ruined days for customers. And partially how we do that is by doing the same thing for employees. So this is a great question, and I wish you a ton of luck. Thanks so much for tuning in, as you always do. Thank you for the wonderful questions. Don't forget, you can leave me a voicemail whenever you want at speakpipe.com/experience action. Thanks for all you're doing. Until next time, take care. To learn more about our strategic approach to experience, check out free resources at experienceinvestigators.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter, our Year of CX program, and more. And please follow me, Jeannie Walters, on LinkedIn.